Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. All right, and welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. That's me, of course, as always here. Been sporadic here over the last couple weeks trying to get this new show that I've got launched and out, and we're good in that regard. We're up to episode 3 of the Natural Order podcast, which you can go find on naturalorderpodcast.com. I also link to it on my homepage at briandoleary.com, where you can go and search out all sorts of other things. And just make sure to get on our email list for both the Brian D. O'Leary Show and this whole program, what I'm all about, and the Natural Order podcast. It's a little different situation what we're doing over there, but I think you'll like the emails regardless. Right now, since this summer, we've been doing emails on the Brian D. O'Leary Show here. They run through Substack. The other one, we're doing a little experimenting. We'll have the Substack. So if you're on the Substack list, you'll also be on the main email list, where we're not going to actually have those emails on Substack. But we'll discuss all that with you in the email and in the epistles going forward. So just stay tuned there and get on both of those lists if you haven't already. All right, what do we got here today? I've been pretty busy doing a few podcasts. Got a couple more to do later today. And news across the transom comes that, there's a little bit of news, but I want to be kind of up on it here real quick. But I was going to say one thing, but I'm going to reverse course and say, wow, the Green Bay Packers actually traded Aaron Rodgers before the draft. I didn't think that would happen before the draft, but they did. And let's see. All that fallout will come, and it's draft picks. Let's see what they got here. First round pick. Packers agreed to deal Rodgers and their 2020 first round pick and a fifth round pick to the Jets for the Jets number 13 this year. So the Packers move up two spots, and also a 2023 second rounder, a 2023 sixth rounder, and a conditional 2024 pick, which is conditional if Rodgers plays, which you imagine he will, but barring injury, plays 65% of the plays on offense, I guess it was. And the other interesting news there, it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to his old college number 8, instead of number 12 that he wore with the Pack. But anyway, I think we'll see. I mean, it's funny that the man he replaced in Green Bay, Brett Favre, got traded by the Packers to the Jets also. I'm sure people have made something of that so far, but anyway, we'll see. I think the Jets are a moribund franchise in the first place, but we'll see. I'd like to see the Rodgers do well with them, but I don't know if that's possible. It's sad what happened there in Green Bay, but things like that happen, I guess. And not too worked up over it. Pro football is getting less and less important to me, even though I really want to like it. Yeah, it is what it is, though, folks. And the other thing came earlier today, that the Tucker Carlson, formerly of Fox News, is no longer with Fox News. I found this interesting. It sounds like he got fired, and there's a lot of speculation there, of course, and why, and I don't know. Yeah, there's like I said, a lot of speculation, but I will link to a tweet that I saw earlier today from a clip of a speech that Carlson gave at the Heritage Foundation over the weekend. And, you know, if you listen to me at all, I don't think anything he said was out of line or out of really out of the ordinary, but you know, it you know, offends the Snowflake crowd and, you know, draw too much heat to him over there at Fox News, and all of a sudden, you know, he's gone. So it sounded like he thought he was going into work today to cut his show, and he got the pink slip before he showed up. But who knows? Things could be totally different. And in that regard, also at CNN, sounds like Don Lemon lost his job as well. I'm not crying too much over there. I think Lemon, whatever his name is, interesting guy. I actually liked it. I saw a show with him. It was, oh boy, I don't forget the name of it. It was Skip Gates, the Finding Your Roots. It's on PBS. Don't hold that against me for watching PBS every once in a while. But anyway, he was on a few episodes ago, I think, with Gates. Don Lemon was, and it seemed like a pretty decent guy. But it's funny. They put people in the best light on that show. There was a show a couple shows later. They had Angela Davis on there, and I was like, I'm not going to watch that show. It'll probably be interesting, but they're trying to paint her in a light that is positive, and there no way is she should be seen in a positive light. But that's the nature of the institutional left in this country. They try and portray everybody on the left as normal. Now, you know, I think Lemon probably is, you know, certainly a leftist, but probably not nearly as much of a leftist as his TV persona has to be in order to kind of keep its job. Or now he doesn't have to be, but we'll see what happens with him after leaving CNN and kind of falling in line. As for Tucker Carlson, I don't know what's next for that guy. I like a lot of what he says. But, you know, he's, I don't know that he's particularly courageous in saying these things, even though he got fired, because he is an entertainer. At the end of the day, he is, that's what he does. He's an entertainer. So I'm not sure the stuff that he says, whether he believes all of it or is trying to get a rise out of people. Now, for me here on this show, people say, well, like, what's your deal? What's your routine? Like, what do you mean? And it's like, what you see is what you get here. I've nobody, there's nobody to, I answer to you. I answer to the folks out there. And if you guys want me to change, well, I'll probably end my show. If you want more of me and what I think, what I believe, you'll get more of me. That's just the way it is. So, and I've said in the past, I don't think I'm particularly controversial in any way. But anyway, we'll see. I mean, it's the big shakeup in cable news, but I was chatting with somebody the other day on, or maybe it was this morning online, that I'm not entirely sure how influential, like really truly influential cable news or television news in general, those programs are. I'm far be it from me to say that I am at all in that realm here on this little show, but I think as a medium, our podcasters and YouTubers and alternate media, independent media, taken as a whole, is probably way more influential than the Fox Newses and CNNs of the world. Now, there are certainly a lot of people that still watch and whatever, and they have the advertising dollars, but that the whole model is changing along with the just as the internet changes and grows, it's become a much more powerful tool, really, than the medium of television. And I think the pure numbers of people who actually watch this stuff on TV compared to, say, even 20 years ago, 15 years ago, really a generation ago, or right about there, people don't depend on these nightly shows for their news or their opinion, especially their opinion anymore. It's still popular, you know, the late night shows on the networks, those are still out there. They're still relevant, but I don't think culturally they are at the level they used to be. Certainly. I mean, Johnny Carson was king, the king of late night back in the day. And, you know, even Leno and Letterman, those guys were like demanding high ratings. And then it's just kind of dropped off. And it's like the, you know, it had a little bit to do with the kind of controversy, the Leno Conan stuff. But not really. I think it just was a matter of there's a lot more different ways to get what you want to watch. And, you know, granted, like people still watch that stuff, like I said, and I just don't. I keep it much different schedule now than I used to. Like that's the beauty of the podcast format and the beauty of, say, the internet, where you can get clips of these great things that happen, whereas before you used to have to watch it. Like I used to love to watch Conan O'Brien, and like you're going to miss it, you know, unless you had a tape that you taped it on. You're like, you're going to miss what he might have said. And like, oh, did you hear what Conan said last night? No, I missed it. Oh, man. Well, there's some wonderful segments, and imagine there's a lot of them online now, but either way, I mean, it's different. It's sad to some degree, but whatever. I mean, same thing. I like on the, you know, HBO, it used to be appointment television to watch a movie. Movies were on top of the hour, and then they had, you know, if the movie lasted past the bottom of the hour, they'd have like little shorts or behind the scenes and stuff, and you'd wait till the top of the hour to watch the movie. And then, you know, nowadays you can just have the app or whatever and flick it on whenever you want and pause it whenever you need. And, you know, that's nice and convenient, and I frankly prefer it, but it's nowhere near the same experience as it was. Not saying that Tucker Carlson or Bill O'Reilly or any of these guys you watch it for the experience, but they were, you know, they were at one point much more important people in the culture than they are now. Even, I mean, for crying out loud, before Fox News even was around, the CNBC and CNN, where CNN was really the cable news stuff that was around. But then also CNBC started doing that a little bit. And I remember specifically, you know, it was during the O.J. Simpson trial, they would have show after show. I mean, it was really like the model that exists now, the nightly shows. But Geraldo, Charles Grodin had a show. I mean, they were like, you just watch that stuff. I can't believe I did, but you know, it was on, and it was the OJ thing. It was a whole nother deal that was gripped the nation. But anyway, I don't really want to get into that too much, but I just find it interesting these folks are leaving for whatever the ideological conflicts they might have with their network. I know that as far as Lemon goes, the ratings stunk. Tucker Carlson had the best ratings, like, I don't know if it's perhaps ever in history of Fox News, but man, he had the best ratings in cable news, and he is gone. So we'll see. I mean, it's like, so you got to keep your powder dry. I mean, it's a long way of saying it, and not necessarily my original point, but my point now is like, you got to keep your powder dry because something like this could happen to anybody. Now, I've got this little podcast that I'm trying to make, little engine that could, and chugga chugga choo choo. But I'm trying to keep my powder dry in case, you know, and expand my systems where I have all these different ways to support myself, support my family. And one of those I just started because people are asking me questions and want help with various things that I do that they're like, man, how do you do that? Well, I just do it. Now, so anyway, that's O'Leary & Company, and you can go to O'LearyandCompany.com, set up a homepage there. If you got questions, you got to free half-hour consultation for whatever your problems might be. Is if it, you know, I mean, I'm particularly concerned right now, at least in the moment, with getting people's podcasts up and going if they want or stuff like that. But you know, I got all sorts of ideas for people, and if I can help them, I will. So, anyway, that's one thing we're doing, and you know, amongst other things. But you can go to BrianDOleary.com, and it has a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, or I can do for you, or meet your needs. And we're just constantly adding to it, just like this new podcast, Natural Order Podcast, Natural Order. NaturalOrderPodcast.com. Like I said, is where you go for that. And the last Brian D. O'Leary show I had, episode one of that program, we played for you. And like I said, today we just came out with episode three, and it's doing like remarkably better than I had thought it would. And so anyway, we welcome the feedback over there, and for this show too. So, yeah, just add that to the rotation, because we're going to, you know, like I said, we got three episodes there in Natural Order. We're shooting for probably one a week, and there might be a bonus episode here and there. It's just we're running up against a workflow issue with, well, certainly all my other podcast endeavors that I'm just podcasting all day long, every day, and everything having to do with that. And, which is fine, but well, you know, it's one of those deals where I'm just one podcast after another, and my life is a podcast, I guess. So I don't know where else to go with that, other than to say, once again, go to BrianDOleary.com, wish Tucker Carlson the best. And hopefully, if Tucker, you're out there, we can sit down on the Brian D. Let's do this. Let's sit down on for the O'Leary Review podcast. We can go long form there. We can go an hour, see what you're up to. And if you want, invitation standing. And that goes for any other folks out there. Just let me know if you want to come on the O'Leary Review podcast. We've got one coming out, another one coming out later this week, which should make probably 21, 22, something like that. And I'm trying to record two more this week also, but don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, we will chat with you later, and good night.